Live life on a head.
White life is the best life.
Best life. Ooh. We was. First off, just welcome. We was going to talk about marriage, but in the midst of those thoughts, parenthood really rang a bell.
It did.
We had already talked about motherhood, but we expounded from motherhood into parenthood.
We start thinking about our mothers. Shout out to them.
We love you. But I think we were talking one day and I was like, well, family of origin always matters. It plays a huge part in how we become the wives and the mothers and the women that we
That
are
we are.
today. But then we started looking at the influence of the mothers we have, and we started to, what was the word? We started landing on the grace, like parenthood needs a lot of grace, not just for you and your person who are parenting, but for your parents
That parented you.
that parented you,
Absolutely.
seeing them as humans.
Yeah.
So you got a verse you want to start with that we can
I'm looking for it, but so it's the one that says, it's talking about, I think it's in Proverbs, it's like talking about wisdom and talking about like sons, honor your mother and
mother.
your father. And I remember there was a time where I think it's when I first met you and your husband actually, and I was talking to y'all and I was like mad. I was just bitter. Cause I was like, reading my word and I want to honor what my word says. But it was hard.
Absolutely.
Because I was like, they're
It be that.
honorable people. They gave me nothing to say. Yeah. And just growing and figuring out what it actually means to honor, even when someone
Ask
hasn't
that,
given
he's
you,
normal. Real life.
something to honor or enough or enough, because there's something there.
Yes.
Because like we were talking about earlier, like they are still children of God. They are still our brother and sister in
They're our
Christ.
neighbor.
They're our
They're our
neighbor.
neighbor.
Yeah.
And that was so. Me as I'm so I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest child and I'm the oldest daughter. And with that comes, hold on, y'all. Yep, we just gotta hold on. That's fine. The waters are still in the car if you want to unlock the car. We trying to film, y'all. Make sure you close that door. Okay, back to what we were saying.
Take two.
Me being the oldest and then the oldest daughter, there's always a lot of pressure, I think. And it's like some of it's spoken, some of it's unspoken, right?
Yeah.
And so my mom is also an oldest daughter.
Okay.
She's not the oldest child, but she's the oldest daughter, which oldest daughter, the oldest child has responsibility. Oldest daughters have their own, like, responsibilities. So I think as I was growing up, when I realized, oh, she was an older daughter like me, I feel like I automatically started to relate to her and the struggle that she had as a daughter, because I know what mine is as a daughter and as a sibling,
Yeah.
knowing that I see my mom and I'm like, so my mom military, and she would be in and out because she's Navy, so they go out and come back, and it could be months. Or sometimes weeks, but it'd be months before I see her. And so instead of me just being a child while she was gone, I was mom while she was gone because I'm oldest daughter. And so some of the relatability and some of the grace came from me having to do some of the things that she did. And so for me, because we were talking about how you like when you met us, you were like, I met. And I know that the grace that I've been able to show my mom has been a gift from God. Like, it has not been anything of me. Because me, Jalea, I'm like real, I can be real mean.
Yeah.
And I can be real, like, what's the word? Cut off. Like I could cut you off
And sleep well
and
at
sleep
night.
with, like, I never even knew you were alive.
Yeah.
But God graced me with a gift of grace for my mom.
That's so good.
And when I meet other people, when I hear them, and when I heard your story, I was like, man, that's not everybody's story. My story is not everybody's story. And so between a few other people and you, I've had to really look at it in a different way of trying to find ways of assisting those who have the parent issues that you have. I have my own, like,
And y'all do
mine is
too.
my
We
own.
all
We
do.
all do. But in the way that yours was growing up, I mean, share a little bit more of that with the context, like give the context.
So
'Cause you're
I
like, it's not
too.
honorable. What was it that,
Okay. All right. Let me rewind. So I too am the oldest daughter. So I come from a family of all girls. I have three younger siblings.
I forgot, it's all girls, yeah.
Yeah, there's all girls, and like I think the thing that you are speaking of, like I like to call it, I mean it's like the mom hat, like you know, like as the older sibling, as the oldest daughter, you put it on, and mine was different because my mom wasn't in the military. She married a military man, but she herself wasn't in the military. Remember, I told y'all last episode she was kept. So it would be more so of me taking on the responsibilities of a mother in the area that I felt like she needed help in. You know, like my mom is a mom, she's our mom, but there are some things about her that are not motherly. So it's just like, oh, you know, like my mama never had the sex talk with me. I never learned about just, I mean, life stuff. It was almost like also taboo where it was either like, you know, we don't talk about that, or when it comes up, if you have questions, you know, maybe you'll ask me.
It was an open door, but it was also one of those, like, I mean, I don't really know how to open
I
the
don't really
door,
know how.
but the door is it's cracked.
Yes. And as an adult, I know now that my mom just didn't have the capacity to do those things or have those conversations. And I believe that the newfound grace that I have for her, I mean, it's coming. Cause like now, like
It's growing.
it's growing and grace grows. Like now I'm like I'm less mad at her, but I'm more
Girl, that's a student.
concerned.
Grace grows.
Grace
It does
grows.
grow. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Like I'm less mad at my mom now and I'm more concerned for her. Cause I'm like, dang, like my mom is a person. Like she's a woman.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
She has needs, cares, concerns, and I'm not even sure that I know what they are. Like I've seen her care for other people. I've seen her go out of her way to help people. And it's weird because she was almost like neglectful to me as a child, but she was helping somebody else. So that even makes me think like, you know
So
what?
watching her have the capacity to actually do it, but give it away.
Yeah. That gives birth to envy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Or like
bitterness.
bitterness, questions of my worth. That's just so much.
Esteem, image, all that.
All
Because
these
it's like,
things.
what was so different about me?
Yeah.
So with that, you were talking about just she's a human, her
She's a human.
capacity. So one, as you grow up, like as we're growing up, we just know that's mom, right? That's mom, and we just get to be the child, even though we're really parenting or like co-parenting with our parents, with the children in the house. We get to be the kid. But then once you become the parent and you realize all your deficiencies. So it was when I became a mom that my grace grew deeper.
Deeper.
It grew even more. I was like, I'm so not ready for this. I'm so unaware. Because it don't matter how much you do when it ain't your kid. You could still be like a co-parent, but until you actually have that kid and there's other things that like innately that grow, there's other responsibilities that come. Like, I'm the one, you are attached to my breath. You know what I'm saying? And being like, Because I was like 19 when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I knew nothing.
Nothing. But you're
Like,
responsible for another life.
so when I thought about, so it was this. I was going into labor with my first kid. I didn't know my water was breaking. My husband had to tell me. Like, that's how unaware I was, like.
Friend, me too. Me too. I was like, I was in college.
Yeah.
I was in a dorm. I was going to sleep. And it was like a, and you know, I had been going to the, having prenatal treatment. So they was like, okay, if this happens, then da 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 da. So the thing happened. And I was like, well, I gotta go to sleep because I gotta go to class in the morning. And, you know, it'll be all right. All
Can't even
right.
hear what I hear.
Right. Like, so the water did in fact break. And I was so like young and dumb, didn't know
Just
nothing.
lost.
Didn't know nothing about
So
nothing.
then I think of my mom and how she had me at 18.
Yeah.
I was 20
Yeah.
and I was lost and confused
Yeah.
and in college. So even with my education and my 1 year or two of life experience, I was lost. And so it started there. I was like, oh man. And my mom had me at the end of her senior year. Like, my mom hadn't even finished high school yet. So she went through her last school of her last year of school pregnant. And trying to have me and all these things. Like, there's all these other things that are in there, but
Yeah.
like, just even that fact alone, I started to be like, dang. So she had to figure this out. And my dad was not in the picture. Because, you know, that's a whole nother story. Like,
That gives you grace for her.
yeah.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to figure this out on her own. Then she gets pregnant back to back. She has all these other children. And it's like, her parents didn't have the sex talk with her.
Yeah, obviously.
No.
Yeah.
And also in that time, it was what goes on in our house. It stays in our house. So you better not be out here telling nobody your our business. And
Right.
your business is my house business. So don't tell nobody. You know, like,
Right.
and so then it
Right.
creates this trap where a just oblivious young person is now thrusted into adulthood.
Yep.
We
And
be,
now it perpetuates.
and it just keeps happening.
Yep. If
And
it,
so
yep,
the
if it
only
doesn't
difference that
happen.
has happened is, how did DeVaris put it with the third grade educate, like,
Yeah.
if we had to
Maybe.
rate it, if we had to rate our experiences as parents or with our parents by like educational
Yeah,
standards.
he said we can't compare our whatever degree of education to like their third grade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we had to rank it, it'd be like, okay, they graduated from middle school.
Yeah.
They've done some things. Like, they made sure to do financial things with us that we understood this. And they may have missed out on the emotional intelligence,
But
but they made sure we knew what to do with our money.
right.
So, you know, and now that we've taken what they've given us, because we also can't negate what they have given us, even though it may not have been the stuff that we wanted or desired, being grateful for that.
When your husband said, "Your mother had you,"
Yes.
I was like, "Wow." Cause
That's
shit,
honoring enough.
that's honoring. Like bringing you into this world with choices.
Oh, literally.
Yeah.
With the option of, I
Yeah.
don't have to do this.
Yeah, I don't. But she did.
Yes.
And that in itself is like, shows the beauty of like God having his hand on you before you were even born.
And for me, as I've grown older, that has been my biggest thing, because this part of the story, my mom had been pregnant prior to me. She was forced to have an abortion. So when she got pregnant with me, she did not tell nobody because she didn't want to be forced again. So when he said she had me, like, that for me is like, she hid me. She Moses in the basket me
Right, okay.
so that I would not get killed off
For your protection,
for my
yeah.
protection, so that I can come into the world. So like, it's when you really look at stuff like
Yeah.
that your admiration and your thankfulness for your parents, even in whatever capacity, you're just like, you know what? You don't do everything right, but
Right.
you've done
But you
some
did,
good stuff.
yeah. And I've even had like a moment of like honor that I was able to like give honor to my parents and say that, you know, like y'all, it's a lot of stuff that y'all got wrong, but this one thing that y'all got right. And I appreciate that. Like I do. My mom was 20 when she had me. Like, she had her whole life ahead of her. Who even knows, you know, what
what it would look like if she, yeah.
Yeah. What did she want to do? What were her dreams? What were her aspirations? What did she put out for motherhood?
That.
You know, that's it right there. And then a little bit more about my story. When I was a toddler, I went to go live with my grandparents. So technically, my mom didn't raise me. My grandparents died
She
when
did
I
it
was like
full
a,
time.
yeah, like not like she was in my life still, but I wasn't like growing up in her house. But I still went to visit, you know, like my grandmother made sure that I had a relationship with my mom. She used to always tell me, girl, you only get one mom, you know, and I'm here taking care of you, but I'm not your mom. Like
She honored her.
she honored my mother, which, wow, I'm having a moment. It's full circle and can allow me to honor my mother the way that my grandmother did. And it wasn't even my maternal mother that my grandmother that raised me. It was my paternal mother. So it was my dad's mom. But she just made sure that like I kept that space reserved, you know, for my mom.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good. I never even thought about the way that my grandmother honored my mom so
Her
much.
grace made room for your grace to grow.
Yes. Growing Grace. Y'all, it's the thing.
It's real.
The album dropping.
Growing grace.
Growing Grace.
Coming soon.
Yeah. So yeah, just the just that. Just them having us, them oh, doing the best that they could. 'Cause I know there's been plenty of times when my children been asking me questions. And honestly, I don't have the answer. And I'm so honest with them. I'd be like, I don't know. When we doing this? When we buying a house? When we No. Whenever it comes, whenever the time, God knows, but I know, baby. And
And
I'm
I
so
ain't even trying to
excited.
put on a front, little
Right.
shout out. I
I don't
don't
know.
know.
Mama don't know.
I don't know.
Yep.
And I won't know until I know.
Doing
And
her
then
best.
you too
Right.
will know.
Right. So I grew up hurt and I had this resentment towards my parents because I'm like, first of all, why y'all didn't want me? Why y'all didn't want to raise me? Why was I not with you? Why was I not covered? And why didn't I have your protection? And conversations with my mom over the years has revealed that she thought that she was doing what was best for me by giving me up.
Ooh, that's the word for the adopted children.
The spirit of adoption was on me then. But it was not,
It was an orphan.
it was blanketed as an orphan spirit. Yeah. Yep, it was blanketed. And I was like, oh, you know, why do I feel like this? Why do I feel unwanted and discarded and unvaluable?
That part when you realize that they really did do their best. I'm doing
Right?
my best too. And if someone asks me to pull out any more rabbits out this hat, it's empty.
It's empty.
It's empty. I have nothing left. And so another layer, like when we, so if we add the layer of whatever our parents endured in their lives, because when we look at our lives and how we are constantly overcoming traumas and triggers and conversation and hard things, like this era of parenting, or at least for us here, and one as Christians and just as people who desire personal development, realizing how much work that takes and how much energy that takes. And when we apply, if we apply that to them, I don't think my mama could or would have even tried to do that in the time that she was in, because there was so much stuff she was carrying that
Yeah.
hadn't been unloaded yet. I
Right.
can't even think about all this other stuff because I'm still living in half of the trauma that molded me to be who I am showing up as.
Exactly. And can we talk about when you become a mother, your trauma doesn't just go away?
Oh no, it confronts you actually.
Yeah.
That thing shows up and be like,
Hey.
hey, I know you felt like you ain't seen me in a while. I just been like peeping you from afar, and I noticed that you had a moment where you really don't. I'm just gonna come in now, and it's like, what? Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's abandonment pulling up outside.
I already paid the bills. Don't come in here. Like, I gave you the office. I'm not donating no more this year. It's that's so
Text you. Be
it.
there.
Confronts you, because the thing is, you also don't know all your triggers until you have kids.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I've had to apologize to my kids more times than I can really count, and more times than I've ever heard an apology on my end,
Ooh,
ever.
yeah, that's
And
good.
it's not, and I can't say that my mom don't want to apologize. I just don't think that there's a context
Yeah,
for
for
it for her.
like for what?
And I'm okay, and I actually don't seek one out. But
Yeah.
like when you, like when I look back on some of the stuff that has happened to me, I'm like, okay, that couldn't have been me. That had to be what they were brought up to believe and what they were brought up to enforce.
Yeah.
Because if you knew me as your child, because the way we tend to raise our kids, especially me, we raise each kid as
On who
that
they
kid
are.
who they are.
Yeah.
We, I feel, grew up with a very boxed
You a child. You
ex
stay in a child's place. Get
literally.
out of grown folk business.
Yes. Now,
Yeah.
some of that stuff still has some right, some real, truthful,
Yes.
necessary, you know.
But we allow our children to think and speak and feel.
But also know that this one ain't for you though. So go
Yeah.
somewhere and sit down because we're not
Exactly.
talking to you.
Yeah.
So there's this
Yeah.
mix of both.
Balance.
It's balance.
Yeah.
Like, yes, life is happening right, but this is grandma to get off on a tangent. Anyway, just growing up and realizing as I become a parent, the things that was unfulfilled or uncovered when my child presents these things and I've covered them. I'm having a visceral reaction to the fact that I'm covering something for them that never got covered for
For
me.
you, yeah.
Like my body is responding.
That's triggering. Yeah, that within itself is like enough to be like, whoa, what's happening
Yes.
here?
When, because I grew up desiring affection. So, not knowing this until like later on, you have to like break down your life, you know, but
Yeah.
realizing that I'm really a physical touch person, I really am. So let me lay a foundation here. I am a physical touch person. Somebody took advantage of that though. And so physical touch then became, it's something I like, but I don't like it anymore because somebody used it the wrong way.
Way.
And the physical touch that I wanted from my mom, she didn't want to give because she's not an affectionate person.
Person, yeah.
So like there's this multi-layer foundation that happens. So then as you get into, as I get into a relationship with my husband, I'm able to be affectionate with him,
Yeah.
but I desire a certain level of affection. And because of his family of origin, he can't give me those
That,
things. However, I have children and I can give all the affection. And what we say is, I want to affect on you. That's what we say.
effect
I'm
on
trying to
you,
affect on you. And so
yeah.
I can give all this affection as their babies and all this stuff. But then because I've overloaded them with affection, now I have no personal space because I went completely the wrong direction. I went the complete opposite instead of somewhere in the middle, where still letting them know that my body is mine. So sometimes I can get triggered by someone's taken from my body and I didn't say yes to it. And so like there's this,
It's so deep.
it's so deep.
Yeah. For me, one of my love languages is words of affirmation. So I grew up and nobody said I love you. You know, like my parent, my
That's
mom.
the biggest word of affirmation.
Nobody said it. We didn't hug.
Your grandparents never said it too?
Can't recall. And maybe they did. Like I know that I have like cards and letters and stuff that have it in it. Like my grandmother was the most loving person I know. Like didn't meet a stranger, treated everyone like they were the president, you know, like she was big. She was a big person, her heart. But with my mom and dad, like I don't remember. Like I don't remember us exchanging hugs, because like even to this day, as a woman in my the mid-30s, it feels unnatural to hug or say I love you to the or if even if I hear it back, it's almost like in
Oh,
my
you almost
body.
can't believe it sometimes.
Yeah, like
It
no,
don't register.
yes, because I didn't have it growing up. And I remember having an argument with my dad one day, because when my grandparents died, they were his parents. So when they died, he moved in with me and like into the house and like took over the parenting responsibilities. So I basically grew up as his little sister. And then, I grew up as his little sister. And then, you know, when I hit like preteen, they passed away and he came in to be the dad. So like he was in the house with me physically. And I told him, I was like, you were like present, but you weren't present. Like you were there.
You were
You were
physically there.
physically there, but you weren't like I didn't have the support from you that I needed. What I was basically trying to say, but I didn't have the words at the time, was you didn't affirm me and you didn't make me you didn't validate me and make me feel seen or heard or all the things that a dad should do
Yes,
for
you
a
fulfilled
daughter.
roommate role, but not father role.
Yes.
Like
I mean, I had water and lights and food, but you know, and thank you for that. Because some people don't have that, but like I needed you to be, you are my hero, and I needed you to show up as that. And what my dad told me was, he said, I did the best that I could.
That would I would have just started bawling on the spot.
I had to accept his best.
Yes.
That was his best.
I would have cried for multiple reasons. That I was sad that that's all he had,
That's all
and
he
then
had.
I'd be like, dang,
Yep.
I'm sorry that
Yep.
I could, I was really wanting
And
more, and
you
I
know him.
can't.
My father never knew his father, his biological father. So there was, by being there, by being
He's
there
like, the
for
fact that
me,
I'm
the fact that
physically here and you
who
see
I
me.
am, like you know who I am.
Listen, that's.
That was it. That was what he had. And that's when I had to do what we were talking about earlier with Jackie Hill Perry and
Glory Hearts.
the glory conference.
Yes. Share it.
I had to mourn the father that I wanted and accept the father that I had.
Yes.
And I have so much grace for my dad. Like I have you know what I'm saying? Like I love him and I get him. I understand him.
And you accept.
And I accept him and his fatherhood to me. Now me and my mama, we still working. And we gonna get there. Oh, I got faith. Please believe I have faith that it will come. But in that moment when my dad was like, I was. Like I was the best dad that I could be. Like I did the he said, babe, I did the best I could. And when I realized that I'm out here doing the best I can as a parent to my children, that my dad did the best he could. And it didn't look like I wanted it to look. And my friends had dads that would take them on dates and buy them flowers and get their hair done and do all these things that I wanted my dad to do for me that he did not do, but he was there.
Ooh.
That's my gratitude for today.
I think my gratitude is very similar, that my mother gave me the best. I know that she always showed up. I know that she never quit. And I know that she's still doing all of that today.
Yeah.
So the longevity in it, I'm also grateful for, because she could have got me to 18 and literally just been like, you're grown now.
So many people do that,
Yeah.
especially in our culture.
And just go on. And she didn't. And so my gratitude is that, and my like sub gratitude is that because of who my mom was, I am the mother I am.
Yeah, that's so good.
Good, bad, or indifferent. And there was a moment, so I'm gonna share this. Now that I share my gratitude. There was a moment me and my mom had before we moved. Yeah, but it's before, like not long before we moved here. And we were doing a prayer call. We had done some stuff. And she looked me in my face and was like, what?
Where did that
What?
come from?
Like, I just didn't know. Because she was like, you be. And she began explaining like some of the stuff she saw, like how I am with my kids and how she sees me working in my marriage and how I'm still showing up, and she sees me like following God. And she was like, you are a really good mom.
Wow.
And I was like, if I die today, I just my kids ain't gotta tell me I'm a good. My mama said I'm a good
My mama
mom.
said I'm good.
God
Okay.
said
Okay.
my mama said.
Yeah.
And so, but that's why my gratitude is what it is. It's because of the mother that she was, that I am who I am. Now,
Yeah.
whether, like I said, good, bad, or
Or
indifferent.
yep. I'm me because of her.
That's it.
And if y'all ever meet her mama, the first time I met her mama, I was like, oh, you are Jalen's mom. Oh my gosh, they're the same person, y'all.
Crazy.
Demeanor, mannerisms,
Ashley, let me tell you.
personality. Like I met the lady one time. Nobody had to tell me who she was because I knew who she was.
That's your mama.
Oh my gosh.
I met my mom's friend in town. Like, she was supposed to come by, but time got away. So they FaceTimed. And she was like, hey, nice to meet you. So we were just meeting each other because this is one of my mom's oldest friends. I think she was in Guam with her. And she was like, oh, your hair looks nice. I was like, you do. Thank you. She said, oh my God. If you ain't your mama's child. Oh my God, that was just such a Debbie move. I can't help
You
it.
can't help it.
Can't help it.
Same for me. Like, shout out to Moosey. I love you, girl. You got good genes because we're cute. But I feel like the older I get, the more I look like her. And then part of me had to like it had to sink in because if I'm being honest, like the way that I mother is the complete opposite. Like I want to do everything my mom did not do.
That's how we got where we are.
You
That's
know?
why we in trouble in some
That's why we in
areas.
trouble. I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna tell you
Like,
why this is not
listen,
real.
some of the stuff they
I'm gonna,
did was good.
yeah.
Okay.
They had boundaries.
They had,
We over
we
here
ain't
with
got
no
none.
boundaries. Kids taking advantage of us. Yeah. So my mom was just, she's a good person. She has a good heart. And I know that her intentions are good. And this is what I'm getting at. Similarly, one day we were on the phone and she was like, girl, do you know you're my hero? And I was like, and she's like, you're my hero. She was like, I look up to you. Like you and your life, and I guess your marriage and your parenting. And my grandmother, her mom said the same thing. She was like, you're just so inspirational. And let's talk about being blessed. Because the Bible says that your children will rise up to call you blessed. But what about one of the ones that came before you
That girl just got
can
blessed.
call you blessed? You know?
Woo!
Like, because I'm out here doing the impossible, pretty much, or they're impossible, you know?
We
They're
are doing
impossible.
their impossible.
Yes. And may their
Ooh.
ceilings be our floors.
We really are.
Yeah.
And I can't think my first thought is just like, and this is so in reflecting of this is no shade, but these are just like straight
Yeah,
facts.
they
When we have
are.
to look at our face, my mom has four children with four different men.
Same, my mom.
My mom has been married multiple times. I have been married to the one man who is all he's the only parent,
The only
only
parent.
parent to my children.
Okay.
And my family is riddled with divorce, sexual trauma, and bless the Lord, because I know he's going to continue what he has already done, that my children don't experience that, and they haven't
Yeah.
experienced that.
Yes.
So, like, our role has been chain breakers.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the chain breakers don't break the chain and look down
Right.
on the ones that they are helping come from it.
Okay.
They look forward to what they're
Right.
going to be able to do for those who are coming after them, but it's not because I'm looking down on you.
Right.
I don't, it's literally just what it is. So our family is riddled with secrets of sexual abuse and all these divorces and just dysfunction. And I'm not saying my marriage is perfect by any means. It's done had its things and it's still gonna have its things. But we keep Christ at the center. And that has been what wins for us is that Christ leads our life. And it's not that my grands and my parents and uncles and don't know the Lord, but I don't know if the Lord lead their life in the way that we live it. You
Absolutely.
know what I'm
Yep,
saying?
if we can just keep it real. Yeah. I mean, I would say that that's the big difference in my life too. Like, my mom was married to one man for my entire life, but when she had me, she was only 20 and she wasn't married to my dad. And she was married to that one man, but I said she had four kids by four different people. So you figure that out
You do
on
the
your own. You
math.
do the math. But I am with my husband and I am my husband's wife and only. I am a one man's woman and I'm proud of that. And I know that my mama is too. You know? It's like, dang, like, and it's only gonna get better with our kids and with their kids. It's good. It's gonna be, it's gonna get, it's gonna, it's good now and it's gonna get better.
That's it.
That's it. God got his hand all in this thing, and I'm just so forever grateful for that.
That's it. That's all I got.
Me too.
Ooh, and so if anybody wants to share the chains they've broken their family, that would be a great thing to hear, the testimonies of what
Yeah.
people have come from. So my question would be, what grace can you show to your parents that has led way to the parent you've become? Like, what is that area like for us? Mine's was just being gracious on my mom, knowing that she can't do any more than what she gave, and it allowed me to be who I am.
Yeah.
But like, where is that for
For
everybody else?
everybody else, yeah. My grace was my grandmother who raised me was had a lot of grace on my mother. And I believe that that grace, that seed that she planted in grace is blooming. And it's funny because my granny nail was Blossom, y'all. That's so funny.
He said her what?
Her nail was Blossom.
Oh.
Yeah, her nail was Blossom. And that grace is growing in me. And now I feel like I'm going to get with my mother where I have gotten with my father. And if I can do it with him, then I definitely can do it with her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So what about the people who healing too? The people that are in relationship with their mothers and their the relationship
Or
doesn't
step parents or
or step parents,
parents, like
any
whatever.
parental figure, and your relationship doesn't look like what you would like it to, but you have hope and you're willing to do the work to get it there. Because I know I'm not by myself.
Yeah, talk with us because we're gonna talk to
Let
you.
us know in
Let
the
for sure, for sure.
comments.
But we love you guys and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.